Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today we are in Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 through 52, and this is in the Common English Bible, the CEB, which is a new translation for us. This is what it says. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that people threw into the lake and gathered all kinds of fish. When it was full, they pulled it to the shore, where they sat down and put the good fish together into containers. But the bad fish they threw away. That's the way it will be at the end of the present age. The angels will go out and separate evil people from righteous people, and will throw the evil ones into a burning furnace. People there will be weeping and grinding their teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. They said to him, yes. Then he said to them, therefore, every legal expert who has been trained as a disciple for the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings old and new things out of their treasure chest. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, we thank you for this parable of the net that is, you know, just so interesting about the fact that you are pulling lots of people toward you, that your heart is that none would perish, but that all would come to know you and have eternal life. And Lord, it also shows that there are some people that won't follow you, that won't come to you, even though you invite us, all of us who are weary and heavy burden, and you say you'll give us rest. Many people don't bow the knee and find you. And so, Lord, with that in mind, we pray for those people today who are far from you, especially those ones that we love. And I know this is a common prayer that I've been praying a lot. I pray every day about this, but I know it's something, at least I know it for me. I know it's hard on my heart to know that there are people far from you, and especially the people that I love. So I have a feeling that other people have the same burden. And so we just lift up those folks to you. We thank you that you love them more than we love them. We thank you that you are the one who saves. Thank you that it's not up to me, that it's not on my shoulders and up to my perfection or my capability, but it's about your perfection and your capability. It's not about our ability to do all the right things perfectly. It's about your Savior, you know, the Savior of the world, Jesus, dying on the cross perfectly, this perfect one for imperfect us. And so we just thank you for that. And in this moment, we take this time to praise you for saving us, for rescuing us from the kingdom of darkness and bringing us into your marvelous light. And we're so thankful for that. Lord, help us to live in light of eternity today, in light of the reality of heaven and hell. And I know that's not a popular doctrine these days, but it is important that we remember that there are consequences to our actions. We remember that there is a penalty for sin, and that is death, and that you have paid that penalty and you have created a way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. And so we gratefully praise you for that. And Lord, we pray for those people who are far from you, who are legalistic. As I've studied this over the years, I've seen three L words that are really important. Legalism, license, and liberty. There are people in our lives who they bend toward the rules and they want to follow those rules, and then they judge everyone mercilessly because they don't follow the rules the way they think they should. And these are legalists. And then there's people of license who throw out all the rules and do whatever the heck they want to do. And so we have people like that in our lives too. And yet you call us to walk the middle route of liberty, and that is to be set free from sin and all of the rules, but also we're set free so that we don't have to sin, and so we don't have the license either. And so, Lord, help us today to walk that narrow pathway between legalism and license, Lord, and just walk in that narrow path of liberty. Lord, we just want to be free. The scripture says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And I know that you have come for this very reason, to set us free. So for my friends listening today who just don't feel very free, I pray you would absolutely set them free from the past, set them free from obsessive thoughts, set them free from depression, set them free from difficult relationships. Just set them free, Lord. We trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. What a pleasure it is for me and a privilege to pray for you every single day of the year. If this particular episode blessed you, I would just ask if you would share it with someone else who may be blessed by it as well. Thanks so much and have an amazing day.